Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The Washington Wizards held a players-only meeting after their 11th loss in a row. I don't know what was said in that meeting. Didn't really work. They gave up 37 in the second quarter. After only scoring 17, that gave them a 25-point deficit, and they could not come back in the second half. The Wiz lose to the T-Wolves, 120-109. We're going to take a look at the Young Wizards roster and go around the NBA, all things association, here on The Fast Break with AWOD.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on The Fast Break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's The Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So look, once again, if you're a Wizards fan, the goal for this season was not wins. It was to rack up 55-plus losses and to control your destiny. Destiny being the first-round pick. They made a deal a few years ago with the Knicks that was a future draft pick that was protected by the lottery. If the Wizards are in the lottery and it's top eight protected, they keep that pick. If not, it goes to the Knicks. So that deal kind of coming into this season had everybody that's in the know for Wizards fans knowing they were not trying to turn the corner this year. They were still in rebuilding mode. But there are some positives. Keyshawn George has been terrific. He had 23. Alex Saar has been much better this season. And when Bilal Coulibaly's been healthy, he's looked like an absolute difference maker. He's looking like he's growing into his body. Remember, he's just 21, but he's 6'7", almost 200 pounds. He can really dribble the rock. Everybody I know as a Wizards fan says if that three-point shot develops, he's going to become an all-star in the NBA. He hit 2 of 3 last night, so it looks like it is starting to develop. But, you know, there are a lot of young pieces. I get it. It's not fun to watch a team that's 1-13, but you are starting to see the future, and you can see the vision of Michael Winger and Will Dawkins. Jeremy, I know I'm a diehard Wizards fan, but you like the New York Giants? I'm low-key a Knicks fan also.
Mm.
And that's because I love the Villanova boys. There's just nothing I love more than college teammates getting to play together in the NBA. As a kid, it was when you got Juan Dixon and Steve Blake on the Wizards together, right, with Lonnie Baxter. And I was at the game. Lonnie Baxter checked in, and he was wearing his shorts backwards. It was embarrassing. He didn't think he was going to check into the game. But I love college teammates playing together. And so, of course, with the Knicks, that's Josh Hart and Bridges. And, of course, the leader of it being Jalen Brunson, who had missed exactly 7 days with an ankle injury. He comes back, scores 28 points, and the Knicks beat the lousy Dallas Mavericks 113-111. I thought it was the right move, not firing Thibodeau. I would have kept him there, but the hire. I like Mike Brown a lot as a coach. I feel like he's been criminally underrated just because he coached LeBron, but it was LeBron and who? Zildjurnas Ilgauskas? I mean, are you serious? An old Larry Hughes? Donyell Marshall? Donyell Marshall was hitting shots. Mike Brown deserves more credit for that. So I now that Brunson's back healthy, I expect the Knicks to go on a win streak here. I do love their roster with Mitchell Robinson and Karl-Anthony Towns down low. And so they're starting to work their way up the standings here. With that win, they moved ahead of what was like a logjam there between 6th and 4th. They moved up to 3rd now. So that's one of the lead stories I wanted to get to in the Eastern Conference. What'd you want to bring up about the Western Conference, Jeremy?
Yeah, the Thunder are just absolutely dominating right now. They are 14-1, maybe 15-1 right now. 15-1, and they have been blowing everybody out. Their last 10 wins, they've won by at least minimum 13 points. I had a take earlier a couple weeks ago. I think this is a Thunder team that, with the young talent they have, they don't even have Jalen Williams right now.
Yeah.
They could finish with the best record any NBA team has ever had. They've been absolutely dominant. There's a chance, and that's way too far, but I'm still going to say it, that they don't lose a game the rest of the season, the way that they're playing basketball. They've just been dominant. Like I said, they're not even fully healthy. They're coming off a championship run. They could have a top 10 pick, a top 3 pick, because they have the Clippers pick this year. They're going to be a problem for a really, really long time.
Yeah, and I think you said it, though. The fact that they're winning right now without Jalen Williams, to me, is incredible. Because I picked the Pacers to win the NBA Finals. Why? Because I said, individual matchups here, this is an even team that you'd give the Thunder the advantage because of the MVP. But I thought Siakam versus Williams, I gave Siakam the advantage. I was wrong. Jalen Williams was better, and he's younger, and he's ready for the moment, and now he's an NBA champion. When he comes back, he's going to be at least another 19 to 20 points per game. I mean, there's no doubt that the Western Conference runs through Oklahoma City, and we could be looking at the beginning of a dynasty because they are so young and so up and coming here, and they've already, you know, been battle-tested. Like, when you look at the Thunder, like, they got punched in the mouth 2 years ago. Then all season long, it was a redemption year. And that carried over into the postseason. And they got their revenge, and they won the NBA title. And now, you look at this team this year, 15-1, 7 wins in a row. They've started to really blow teams out, developing the young guys, while also having an unbelievable player that's going to come back from injury. Now, he is day-to-day now with a wrist injury. He's going to end up playing as soon as this weekend for a team that's 15-1 right now. They could get to that record that the Warriors had.
Yeah, I see at minimum 70 wins for this team. Again, it's just the way they're dominating. Chet has taken a huge step forward this year. You still have Shea playing at an MVP level. When they get Jalen Williams back, they're going to be much better. A bunch of other guys have stepped up. AJ Mitchell has had a huge season for them, kind of out of nowhere. They just continue to develop guys over and over again. It's something about that organization. They're really, really good at what they do.
Yeah, I was reading an article today comparing SGA's start to this season to the start of one of Kobe Bryant's championship seasons in LA. And on like first thought, get the heck out of here. You can't put Kobe in the same conversation as SGA. But when you look at the numbers, he's averaging 32 points per game. 32 points per game. And he's shooting an incredible percentage. He's been above 50% almost every single game. He's shooting the ball right now at 54%. And from three, he's 45% here in this month of November. And so, yeah, I mean, he is at the level of the greatest of all time this year. Like, You can't sleep on SGA anymore.
Yeah, and he's coming off a season that arguably stacks up with some of the greatest single seasons in NBA history. He completely swept all the major awards. He dominated throughout the entire season. There's nothing that he hasn't proven over this couple-year stretch that he isn't a top-five player in the NBA. And if he keeps this up for the next few years, he's going to be in those conversations when he retires.
Yeah, if you're an American baller, step your game up. The international guys are here to stay. I said last year the next thing I wanted to see in the development of SGA's game was consistently getting double-digit assists, and you started to see that. He had 12 assists. He had 11 assists, and in the last few weeks, he's averaged 8 assists per game. That's the step up. He needs to do what Kobe did, right? Every year, you improve something in his game. So, I mean, in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the best team. It's not even close. Second best, though, probably the Denver Nuggets right now. I'm going to be interested to see how the Lakers play over the next few weeks with LeBron and Luka. They're on a three-game win streak. But to me, and I said this last year, the Lakers are going to make some noise in the playoffs. They need to be a top three team. They need to have the first and second round be at home. I think that's the only chance that they have.
Yeah, and it's going to be really interesting. Again, we've had these conversations a little bit before, how LeBron James is going to mesh with this team, with the way that Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic had been scoring. That's not going to keep up. At least one of them's going to have to cede a couple of possessions to LeBron, and I expect that to be Austin Reeves. But if LeBron's willing to dish out the way he was in his first game, 11 points, 12 assists, that's going to be just fine. He can be the guy that gets the offense going, because when he gets the ball in his hands, you're still going to get double, triple team because he's LeBron James.
I think the question for the Lakers is not really LeBron and Luka, but what play will they get from the center position? We've seen this before from DeAndre Ayton. He goes on stretches where he looks like a top five center in basketball. And in the last three games, 20 points, double-digit rebounds, 16, 10, and 14. But he also has weeks where he just disappears. So I think that's going to be the key for the Lakers here moving forward. LeBron teaming up with Luka, but getting consistent play from DeAndre Ayton at starting center. I'm Adam. I mean, because a few years ago, Ayton was a big part of the Suns getting to the finals. Then he fell off. But Ayton can play at that level, just not consistently enough. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM here on a Thursday, November 20th, your home for the Hokies. David Cunningham will join us next, give his take on James Franklin, the upcoming Commonwealth Cup, and one of the top basketball teams in the ACC, the Virginia Tech Hokies, led by Neo Nioklis of Dallas. But Grant Paulson made a great point on his show yesterday. I got to give Grant his flowers. I was not aware of this story. He's so right. He's rightfully pissed off. So am I now. And it is a pop culture and sports combination topic. And that is the lead story on a segment we call Netflix on AWOD Radio.
Netflix. The best of streaming services. TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So if you're like me and you are a diehard fan of the local football team or just an NFL fan in general, right? You know about Hard Knocks. And for years, I would watch Hard Knocks and dream of one day Hard Knocks covering my team. So I could get all the inside scoop, behind-the-scenes access, and not just the moving boxes, which is all of the first episode of Hard Knocks, but the extra camera angles, full high definition of the game footage, of practice, of inside the locker room, and the conversations that take place in the week leading up to the game. And it was announced that the NFL Hard Knocks this season, in season, would cover the NFC East. And we forgot about it. And now it premieres next Tuesday, or two Tuesdays from now, December 2nd, and it will feature the four teams in the NFC East: Philly, Dallas, Washington, and New York. And Grant made a great point. Washington this season is the least compelling of all of those teams. The Giants have a worse record, but they've got the exciting rookie of Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo and all the behind the scenes of that gruesome injury. It's going to get a lot of camera time. And you know the Super Bowl champions will lead the NFC East in camera time, especially with their controversy with A.J. Brown. They're going to have a whole camera in his house when he was on Twitch saying, drop me in fantasy football. They're going to be all in on the Cowboys and, you know, the tragedy of their player dying a couple weeks ago, right? And how sad that was. And Dak Prescott being thrown in the fire by the media and, you know, the Jerry Jones saga with trading Micah Parsons and then bringing in all these other players here to make up for it. Like, Washington's not going to be featured as much as any of these other teams. And the stuff that they're going to feature for us is going to be gosh darn depressing. GP was so right. God, I wish this was last year. I wish this was last year. You're a Giants fan. I know you're going to tune in.
I don't need more Hard Knocks on the Giants. It didn't go too well last time.
No, it didn't, but your coach got fired, and they'll probably have some film of that. That's interesting. That's juicy. It's just, am I right, though? The Commanders will probably be featured the least?
Yeah, they've got the least compelling storylines. I mean, there's going to be a little bit in there. They're obviously going to cover all the injury sagas and what's going on behind the scenes, how they were dealing with that, but when you compare it to reigning Super Bowl champions, just the melodrama that is the Dallas Cowboys and all the young players on the Giants, it doesn't quite stack up.
Yeah, and that's why I admit Grant was so right. For decades, I've been waiting for this, and now it's part of my job. I'll have to watch this, and it will not be fun. It will not be fun. No. That's the lead story on Netflix. Told you guys yesterday, Wednesday night football at AWOD's house is CBS's 8 p.m. program, Survivor. And it was a banger of an episode, and this season's been really good. But I'm starting to realize the Survivor executives, they screwed over their season 49 viewers. There was all this hype about season 50. You're aware of season 50?
Yeah, I have heard all the... I watched season 48. I haven't tuned into 49, and I heard all the hype about 50, bringing back all the previous winners and people that have done good or deserved a second chance.
So season 40 was my favorite season of all time. It was Winners at War. Every single player that was in season 40 had already won $1 million. They were going for $2 million, right? Season 50 is being viewed as the all-star cast, which is going to be those a few people that have already won the million, like the season 48 winner, Kyle, right? A few people that have gotten close to the end but did not win at all, and fan favorites. But they revealed, when the list came out, that two contestants currently on season 49 are going to be on season 50. Problem was that they named the two. Rizzo and Savannah. And at first, I'm like, all right, that's not a big deal. As I'm watching season 49, it's become very clear. The two people that are in season 50 are in it because they're only going to survive to the end of season 49. It's like, I already know Rizzo's not going home because his story has to be compelling enough that he is invited back. And currently it's not. And so they kind of screwed us.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to do that. What I had seen was two mystery people. I hadn't seen the names or the faces. I just saw two mystery contestants from season 49. Releasing the names feels like a bad move to me.
Yeah, and I understand why they did it, because it got more juice, and they probably have more viewers in season 49 than they would have, right? But to the diehard fans like myself that we're going to watch the season, even if it was Joe Schmoes out there, you kind of screwed us. White Lotus season 4 was announced that will take place in France.
Oh.
Do you watch this show?
I have not, but
my girlfriend strapped me down to the chair, handcuffed me, and forced me to watch season 3. It was actually entertaining. It was actually very entertaining. I do think that in season 3, nothing happened, but it is entertaining because the character development's really good and the scenery is beautiful. And I think that's why it's like a trending story right now that season 4 will take place in France. Because this is going to be some awesome imagery that I'm looking forward to. Do you know about Tim Robinson?
Yes, I love Tim Robinson.
Have you seen The Chair Company?
Not seen The Chair Company.
It is his new HBO show. It is a comedy about a man who works in a mall who got a promotion, and then he sits down in the chair, and it falls apart, and he gets embarrassed. And so the entire season, he's trying to figure out why the chair broke. And so he's like calling the CEO of the chair company, and he's going to their website, whatever. I've seen the first 3 episodes. The first one's a banger. It kind of falls off after that. But he is so talented that they've gotten a really good audience score. It has already been announced that the chair company will receive a second season.
Wow.
How about that for Tim Robinson?
He's going up. He had a movie come out recently.
Friendship.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's available on HBO if you haven't seen it.
He's obviously got his comedy sketch stuff that comes out every once in a while, but he's been getting a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah. I mean, remember the Lions used him in their schedule reveal last year? What's going on here? He's just so funny. So that's what I wanted to bring up on Netflix. Anything you wanted to throw out there?
I've been kind of stuck. My roommate and my friend have been spending all month really on the main TV. I've been forced to relegate sports to the backup TV because
what are they putting on the main TV?
They have been obsessed with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's another anime. Not my favorite, honestly. It's interesting. It's got a couple things, but that has been on the main TV for about a month and a half.
Did you pick these roommates?
Yeah, one of them. The other one just moved to Richmond a month ago.
I'm starting to question that.
Lives in my house.
It seems like that if I walked into your house, it's nonstop anime.
No, it's sports always, because I have to have it on. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I get outvoted 2-1, though.
But the thing is, like, Stubb was a fan of anime also. I think it just skipped my generation. Like, well, I love animation.
Yes.
I don't like anime.
It's
like, I like Toy Story.
Yeah, it's a newer thing. I always liked the hand-drawn animation stuff, which is, I think, what drew me to it.
Did you watch Dragon Ball Z?
I never did. No.
Because usually that's like what gets people into anime.
Yeah, I guess it was just the people that I was around.
Yeah.
They were always like, you need to watch this, you need to watch this, you need to watch this.
Was that during your time in Harrisonburg?
It is in Harrisonburg, yeah. It's in Harrisonburg. It was in high school, too, a little bit in middle school, although I think that was a little bit too early because it's kind of exploded in popularity recently.
Yeah. Last night, I picked up Daredevil Born Again.
Ooh.
On Disney Plus. Good first episode. I'm going to stick with it. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
One day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Citywide Radio, here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Yesterday was a party, a full-day celebration of all things Virginia Tech athletics. Because of the home run hire, the grand slam, they got their guy in James Franklin. He takes over as the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. He's already been recruiting. He's already reached out to, it feels like, 40 or 50 players. He'll have a ton of recruits at the game this weekend. Joining us right now to break down all things Virginia Tech athletics from Tech Sideline, it's David Cunningham. What's up, David?
How's it going, man? Been a pretty busy and chaotic last couple days.
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you this. How big of a name is James Franklin to the casual college football fan?
I think he's huge. I think if you've watched college football for the past 15 years, you know who James Franklin is. He's the guy who elevated the Penn State program, won a Big Ten championship, went to numerous college football playoffs, was a drive away from a national championship game last year. I think everybody knows Penn State, even the casual football fans, and that's James Franklin, or he was Penn State up until a couple months ago. And I think that's why this is so big, Adam. On our podcast yesterday, we recorded with David Teal that we do weekly. You know, David Teal brought up a great point that if James Franklin were to retire today, he would be a Hall of Fame head coach, a shoe-in. I mean, he has a career winning percentage of like 68 or 69%. It's ridiculous how much he has won. And Virginia Tech, all the stars aligned, and he is now in Blacksburg, and man, he's hit the ground running.
I'm not going to argue with David Teal. I believe in everything David Teal, but that's very interesting to say that if he would retire today, he'd be a Hall of Famer. I actually think, we talked about this yesterday, that it goes hand in hand. James Franklin's success at Penn State coincided with Virginia Tech's fall off from winning 10 games per year because he was getting all the recruits.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing is he is such a good recruiter going back to his days when he was at James Madison for a season back in the late 90s when he had two different stints at Maryland. He was at in Nashville at Vanderbilt. He was in, you know, State College up at Penn State. And he has really plucked the best talent from the Commonwealth of Virginia for the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
And now he's coaching the Hokies, who they like to, you know, Virginia Tech likes to say, flagship university of the state. I mean, James Franklin, man, like, he's one of the best coaches, as I just said, in college football. And now he is in the flagship program of this state and in his own recruiting ground again. You know, at Penn State, they did a really good job of bringing in the best talent from Virginia and from around this region. But you do it at Virginia Tech, man, it just only elevates the program. You think back, kind of the point you just made, you think back to all the different coaches that have coached at Virginia Tech in the last decade, Justin Fuente, Brent Pry. James Franklin was a thorn in their side on the recruiting trail, he and his staff, for the last decade, and now he gets to do it for the Hokies. I think a lot of Virginia Tech fans probably felt a little bit weird about him just because he's been so good on the recruiting trail and taking guys away from the Hokies for so long, and now it's like, wow, he's doing it for our team now. That's pretty different.
What's going to be interesting is going to be see how he navigates this offseason here, because although he's a king of recruiting, I don't think recruiting high school talent is going to be the way to become relevant again in the ACC. I think it's going to start by the 17 people that opted out of Penn State, right, that they're going to enter the transfer portal, going after guys from in the ACC or in the Big Ten that enter the transfer portal. How much of next season's team is going to be, you think, high schoolers that he has recruited versus transfer portal talent?
I think a lot of it will be transfer portal talent, but you have to keep in mind, Adam, we're not really sure, I don't even think he knows yet, what guys from this current team are going to stay and go.
Yeah.
There are some talented players on this Virginia Tech football team. Don't get that twisted. The Hokies do not have a good record this year, but you look at a guy like Jeffrey Overton, who is a who came in early as an early enrollee back in last December, and he tore his ACL and he's finally getting going. He's a guy who it's like James Franklin probably should prioritize him. Marcellus Hawkins, another running back. Kamari Copeland, a guy from the 757, who is a dude on the defensive line. There are some guys on both sides of the ball. But to answer your question, I think it'll be an interesting mix. I think they'll go very high school recruiting heavy to start, and then fill in the gaps of the transfer portal, but maybe over-recruit because guys, you don't know necessarily until you really get into the roster management how many of these guys on your own team right now are going to stay and go. I think that's complicated because the numbers, it's a fluid situation, of course, when you get a new head coach. The numbers are always changing. But I think it'll start, I mean, he's going to make a huge splash this weekend when the Hokies host Miami, first full recruiting weekend, official visit weekend for him and his staff. And then, you know, you look ahead to signing day, which is in less than 2 weeks. My guess is a lot of these guys who have decommitted from Penn State, they're taking visits. They might end up swinging over to Virginia Tech and committing. And that's how you hit the ground running a little bit. But I do think it's going to be a little bit more of a portal-heavy team just because they are going to have so many resources to go out and spend when the January portal window opens. And at that point, they will have had 2 months or so to really get a good feel of, hey, here's what we've got. Here's what we need. Let's go identify the best players in the portal and go get them.
David Cunningham with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I do think the most important position to get in the portal is going to be quarterback. I mean, you can tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I don't think next year's starting quarterback is currently on the roster. I'm going to say this right now. I think Hokies fans, if you haven't heard this name, should get to know the name Colton Joseph, who had 300-plus yards, 3 touchdowns against Virginia Tech this year as the quarterback of the ODU Monarchs. Where do you think James Franklin goes for his quarterback, and do you agree that's the most important thing in the transfer portal?
Absolutely. Most important thing. And, you know, quarterback, I think it could be a little bit of a knock on James Franklin. I think that was the position that they did really well with at times at Penn State. And then other times you're scratching your head a little bit going, what's going on here? I think quarterback is huge. And I don't think that there is a quarterback on the roster that will be starting for Virginia Tech next season. I think it's going to come from the transfer portal. And you have the funds, Adam, to go get whoever you want. Like, that is crazy to say, but Virginia Tech can go get anybody, any quarterback it wants. Now, you're obviously going to be recruiting against the top programs, you know, the Texases, the Alabamas, whatnot, right? But James Franklin, man, he is a recruiter. This is what he does. And you're right. You mentioned Colton Joseph. He's a guy who I think would undoubtedly be on James Franklin's radar, especially because of James Franklin's familiarity with Ricky Ronnie, the head coach of ODU, who's his former offensive coordinator. I think it's going to be so interesting to watch over the next couple of weeks, Adam, just how this whole thing shakes out, because the Hokies are going to go head first into the high school recruiting angle of it. And because the portal doesn't open until January, that gives Franklin and his new staff so much time to figure out what do we need. And guess what? You might have some Penn State guys, you know, entering the portal and coming over too. You know, they still haven't figured out their head coaching situation yet. But there are a lot of different areas I think he's going to pull from. But yeah, you've got to go get yourself a quarterback, man. I think they can, but that and the combination with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach, I think that's really the make or break for next year.
Yeah, I'm with you, and you know, I'd be keeping an eye on the staff as well. Like you said, he's been loyal to his guys in the past, and Ricky Ronnie was one of them. Let's transition to the college football playoffs, and this will affect Virginia Tech. The ACC has to grow every year. They got two teams in last year. It's going to suck if they take a step back and get one in. But I also think it's important that team gets in has a chance to win a game in the college football playoffs this year. Your thoughts on the rankings, how Miami has kind of been unfairly left out in my mind, and what it would take for Virginia Tech or Georgia Tech?
Yeah, well, I think UVA is pretty well positioned. Same thing with Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is, I think, the second highest ranked ACC team. I think the hope is that it's those two teams meeting in Charlotte and the winner gets in. You hope that Miami can get in maybe as an at-large. I do think it is interesting that Notre Dame is so far ahead of Miami, but the Hurricanes do have, I think, one more loss. This is the ACC, though. Like, if you are James Franklin, Adam, you look at this league and go, we can do something here. Like, Clemson has been up and down. Florida State's been up and down. Miami has talent, but seems to stumble here and there. And, you know, who knows if the Hurricanes stumble this weekend in Blacksburg. This is a must-win game for them, as everyone is going down the stretch. But if you're James Franklin, you look at this ACC, I think, and go, man, there's something for the taking here. There's no Ohio State. There's no Michigan. There's no Oregon. You don't have to go through some of these big dogs. Yes, Clemson and Miami and Florida State are all going to be good at different times or maybe all at the same time, depending on the year. But, man, I think this year is huge for the ACC because you really get a sense of can they get somebody in that is not necessarily Clemson? Because Clemson, of course, won the ACC title and got in. And SMU had a terrific season last year as well. It's a little bit different this year. You can't necessarily stumble. This is a big test for the league. And I think it'll be very interesting to see how Miami is judged going forward. I think being judged a little bit unfairly, but the best thing in their interest is kind of blowing out Virginia Tech and potentially a quality win next weekend against Pitt. Two okay games left on the schedule. Pitt obviously was sort of in ACC title contention too. So this is such an interesting dynamic, interesting situation, but I think from the Virginia Tech perspective, Adam, James Franklin's probably licking his chops going, there's opportunity here in this league.
Can you remember a Commonwealth Cup that had this much weight? It feels like UVA season will be on the line for Virginia Tech. They got the new head coach. You know, it'll be all about, you know, recruiting and having the momentum going into next season. How big is this Commonwealth Cup?
I think it is big. Virginia Tech has the opportunity to play spoiler here, Adam. Not going to a bowl game. But these last two games for the Hokies, Miami at home, Virginia on the road, and these are your two rivals. These are the two teams you want to beat more than anybody. And you have an opportunity to, despite everything that's going on this season, all the turmoil, all the noise, all the excitement, all the highs and lows, you have an opportunity to go end the season on a high and in some cases play spoiler and ruin the other team's season. I think the Commonwealth Cup is going to be an intriguing game simply from the perspective of the Hokies don't really have much to lose, if anything. They have dominated this rivalry for so long, but even in the situations where UVA has had a far and superior better team, and those have been few and far between, Virginia Tech has still figured out a way. You know, the only time Virginia has won in the last handful of years was in 2019. That was a really good UVA team. That was a game for the Coastal Division title and a berth in the ACC title game. This is such a unique scenario because Virginia is on the cusp of trying to get into the ACC championship game, on the way to the College Football Playoff, hopefully. And yet you've got a Hokies team that is really down in the dumps, doesn't have much to lose, But man, you get a rivalry game, you get those juices flowing, and everybody wants to win. And I think the other thing here, Adam, is Virginia has looked susceptible at times. Maybe not last week against Duke, because that was a very, very strong showing. But Wake Forest, North Carolina, I mean, there have been opportunities. If the Hokies play it right, they could be in this game.
David Cunningham, managing editor at Tech Sideline, can be followed at The Real D Cunna. Thanks a lot, man. Always appreciate it.
Sounds good, man. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Alexander Ovechkin's goal streak continued yesterday. He gave the Caps a 2-0 advantage, and they won 7-4. A big win for the Caps, and again, this month of November has not been good for them, but I feel like they're turning the corner in the last few games, and they are back on the ice tonight. As every day on AWOD Radio is game day, and we close out the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. The Caps going for 3 wins in a row here on game day.
Radio is game day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on game day. Yeah, right back, and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day, and it's game day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day. Game day. Game day.
All right, you got the Caps tonight. You got NBA action, some college hoops, NHL, but the NFL is king. Amazon Prime for some Thursday night football. Primetime, Bills, Texans. I'm going to take out my sports gambling app, Jeremy, and I would, Jay Money, I'd like to win some money. I like what we did last week. $10 to win a brand new car. All right, we got to get juicy. I feel like we hit a few of the legs last week.
We didn't do too well. We hit a couple, but we didn't do too well overall.
All right, so let's go with the touchdown scorers once again. I think that's my favorite prop to usually place here in a same game parlay. And after he had 3 on the ground last week, I feel like it's pretty safe to go with a Josh Allen touchdown. I'll throw to you for another one.
Yeah, you talked about it a little bit earlier. I love Woody Marks to get into the end zone tonight. That's not a good Bills run defense, and I think he's taken over that lead back over Nick Chubb.
Yeah, you know, I think he has as well. He'll get the touches. I just wonder, will they get towards the goal line? But I'll take Woody Marks at plus 115 here. So we got a couple legs to our parlay. Do you want to touch on receiving yards next, rushing yards, maybe just overall total points, alternative spread? Where would you go next in this parlay?
I'd add another touchdown here. Bills love to throw to tight ends. Josh Allen loves to find his tight end in the end zone.
Well, the problem is they've got 2 of them, though.
But Dalton Kincaid is out this week, which means
it's Dawson Knox
is the guy we want. I want to throw him in there before we move on to some of the other props right there.
Yeah, we just can't do a Dalton Schultz prop because I dropped him for my fantasy league. So I cannot have him get into the end zone. All right, so that's 3 right there. How are you feeling about this game? Like, tell me right now, gun to your head, who wins?
So I probably pick the Bills in this one, but it's really close. I think the Texans' defense is going to give them a lot of trouble, and it's going to be a lot lower scoring than people are expecting out of a Bills game. It's right on that line. I'm seeing the over-under at 44. That's kind of right where I would expect it to be, so I don't really want to touch that, but I definitely don't think it's going to be super high scoring.
What do you think about the spread with the Bills? Because I would tease that. I guarantee a Bills touchdown win.
Oh.
At least 7.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So I would be willing to do Bills minus 6.5 or even get juicy up to 7.5.
That defense giving me trouble. I like the 5.5. I don't know if I'd really be willing to tease it up.
Okay. All right. We'll stay away from that one then. How about maybe Houston points?
Houston points. What are they at right now? I think they could probably put up like 20. Maybe 24.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something that
I don't know if I see
that we're liking right now. I think
if the Texans score 20, I am taking the over of 44 and a half.
This game feels like a 23-20 game to me. That's what it feels like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know if we could come together on this parlay then. all right, so points scored for the entire game. You're going under 44?
Yeah, but like it's really close. I could see it like 24-28 as well.
I'm not putting in an under bet here on Thursday.
No, of course not. It's not fun.
We need this to explode.
We need to win a car.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go over. Yeah, I'm just going to juice this up. Give me a number that you could see happening if Buffalo got hot offensively.
Buffalo gets hot offensively, I could see them putting up 30. We're looking at like 52.
52? Oh, all right. Now we're juicy. Now it's juicing up a little bit. $10 does not win us a new car, but it gets us up to $200. That's pretty good there.
Nico Collins over. He's been fed with Davis Mills at quarterback. That's another one that I like.
Yeah, I like that as well. Let's go over 60. All right, so 60-plus on Nico Collins. Juicing it up to 300 now. Come on now. We got 30 seconds left in the show. We're trying to win a new car here. All right, let's just put the last of the same game parlays on Buffalo.
Buffalo to win. Yeah, I like that.
Buffalo to win. And $10 to win, $550.
I'll lock that in.
It's not a new car, but it'll take us to Grant and Danny. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Lock in for Thursday night football tonight. Over the weekend, we've got VCU basketball. They will host Coppin State on Saturday. We'll be live from River City Roll tomorrow. On Fridays, we roll, broadcasting from River City Roll from 12 to 3. Not your grandmother's bowling alley. Live music and entertaining. The pizza's banging. The wings are good. Come to River City Roll today. Tell them AWOD sent you. Jay Money on the board. Thanks to our awesome guest today, David Cunningham, Dave Riggert. If you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app or check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio, available on your ride home. G&D coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.